We shall rise again.
In 2009, flames billowed from the site of the Armadale Juvenile Correctional Facility in St. Anne, leaving a nation to mourn the loss of seven young lives when the smoke cleared. Following the tragedy, several entities rose to the aid of the survivors, and together, as a nation, we have been working to soar above it. 5 years later, hope lives at Armadale with the opening of a skills training center aimed at helping young people improve their job readiness. The center was officially opened by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, who says the government has taken steps to ensure that the Armadale tragedy will never be repeated.
We will never forget how Armadale captured the collective conscience of the nation. We still remember the painful loss of lives and injury of several young girls. To me, drew upon the image of the phoenix. That legendary bird that was consumed by fire, but which rose renewed from the ashes. Today, Armadale rises stronger and better.
Mrs. Simpson Miller says the Armadale Skills Training Center is an inspiration and an example of what can be achieved when society unites for a noble cause. The center was built through partnership involving the private and public sectors, churches, NGOs, civic and social groups. These include the Ministries of National Security and Education, Heart Trust NTA, the Department of Correctional Services, Naranda Bauxite Institute, and the Jamaica Bauxite Institute, all joined to transform the property which housed the Armadale Juvenile Correctional Center into an institution with the propensity for greatness instead of punishment.
Alexandria, Bethany, Old Bethany, Tri-C, Hammerton, Kensington, Green Hill, Highbury Road, Happy News, Bristol, Water Valley, Dacre, and other communities. Like the phoenix, the Jamaican spirit is invincible. It will not die. As a people, our culture compels us to be resilient, even in the face of adversity.
Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, who was present at the opening, notes that the center is a beacon of hope for the community.
Here up in southwestern St. Anne, it is the season of resurrection. From the ashes of the former Armadale Correctional Institution for Girls, today rises the Armadale Skills Training Center as a beacon of hope for a better quality life through education and training. We honor the spirits of those who died unnecessarily and cruelly in a fire many years ago, but we snatch from that defeat the victory now of lifting up countless human lives to a higher plane.
The Skills Training Center offers certification in air conditioning and refrigeration, general construction, carpentry, furniture making, and other programs being offered based on a labor market research conducted by the Heart Trust NTA. Upon completion of a program, successful trainees will earn the internationally recognized stamp of approval in the form of a National Vocational Qualification of Jamaica, NVQJ. And some community members have already received their NVQJ. They received the certificates at the opening ceremony after volunteering to work on the renovation of the facility and earning credits toward their qualification.
Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise, bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, there I go rise.
We shall rise again.
We shall rise and spread our wings once again.
We shall rise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.